This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an illuminating series titled The Art of Hearing under the subtitle How to Recognize the Voice of God. Today he shares yet another distinctive feature of the voice of God. Let's join in.
We have been sharing on the art of hearing, how to recognize God's voice. You know, I believe that many people hear God's voice, but they don't know that it is God. Our story is like the story of Samuel. Samuel, when he was a little boy, heard God's voice, but he didn't know that it was God's voice until Eli told him that this is God's voice. The reason is that every voice has some distinctive quality. So even normally, people have some distinctive quality about their voices. Do you know that? Yes. That is why when a Nigerian man speaks, you can tell this guy is not from Ghana. He's a Nigerian. Because Ghanaians, the way that we speak, the way Nigerians speak is very different. We say come. Nigerians say come. When somebody say come, this guy is from Nigeria. When somebody says chale, you know that the guy, he may be from Ghana. When an American speaks, you can tell because they will speak slangs. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that God is going to speak to you this morning. Shall we open the Bibles to the book of John? And God has been ministering to me something very powerful, and I know that. This guy's gonna bless you. I just feel it in my spirit this morning. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So we started talking about, you know, what are the qualities of God's voice? Because I believe many people hear God's voice, but they don't know that it's God who's speaking. Number one, I said permanence. Tell somebody permanence. Number four, it must be scriptural. Scriptural. Let's look at that one. It must be scriptural. In other words, it must be word-based. Let's look at that one. You know, it is very dangerous to be having visions, dreams, and revelations when you don't know the word of God. Very dangerous. An evil spirit can easily direct you. So one day I met a new convert who was always telling me he's seeing things, seeing that, seeing it, and I told him. I said, I think you should keep this seeing down a bit and study God's word. Otherwise, a demon will lead you astray. One day, a certain gentleman in this church was telling me he's seeing, he's hearing this. I told him, I believe demons are talking to you. God, when I check the scriptures, what you are saying, I don't find it inside. And I warned him, I said, be careful you don't go mad. God, the way you are going, these voices is not the voice of God. He didn't listen to me. Truly, truly, after about 3 or 4 years, he went mad. But I warned him. I said, these voices you are hearing, I don't think it's God's word. So it's important for a Christian who wants to recognize God's voice to be able to compare God's voice with the word of God to find out really whether this is truly God who is talking. And God speaks in various ways. I told you, I can give you an idea. He can put a burden on your heart. He can speak to you in a vision. He can give you a dream. He can show you a sign. So that you see something. It's a sign, but God is talking to you. He can speak through somebody. So he can speak through various means. But your ability to recognize is key. But the scriptures, you can't beat that one. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 4, let's read a scripture. Famous scripture in the Bible that talks about the temptation of Jesus. It says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days, he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. When Jesus started his 40th day fast, it's amazing. It was not the Holy Spirit who was talking to him at the beginning. It was the devil who was talking to him. Fasting and prayer opens you up to many spirits, including the Spirit of God, because it makes you spiritual. So you begin to catch spiritual radio stations. It's like you have a radio set. Once you have a radio set, you can catch many stations because they are all electronic signals. And the devil himself It's a spirit. That's why 1 Corinthians 14:10 says, there are many voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. They all mean something. So when Jesus started fasting and praying, and he was in the spirit, not only God was talking to him, the devil also started talking to him. Verse 3, let's continue. And the devil said, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. He spoke to him. He said, if really you are the Son of God, command this stone that it turns into bread. That's the devil. In verse 5, the Bible says, and the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. You cannot stand at one place and see the whole world. So obviously, the devil started giving him visions and revelations. There are some visions that some people have. It's actually demonic visions. These are visions from demons. He showed him the whole world. So the devil gives visions. That's why you must know the word of God. Because he can show you things. Amen. After that, he put him on the pinnacle of the temple. Verse 9. He said, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. He said, throw yourself down. Then he quoted the scripture. It is written, he shall give his angels charge over you. Do you know that scripture? Well, the devil knows it. He quotes scriptures. The scripture is in Psalm 91, verse 10. He will give his angels charge over you. In their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. It's in the Bible. He quoted it. He said, just jump. Because it is written that when you jump, angels will catch you. So the devil speaks to people. He gives visions. He gives revelations. He quotes scriptures. That's why it is dangerous not to know scriptures. Because you must always compare the voice that you are hearing with the scripture to find out, really, is this God who is talking? Or somebody else is talking? And you know how the devil deceives us? He deceives us by corrupting the word of God. Paul said, we are not as many who corrupt the word of God. Many charismatics don't read the Bible. They listen to sermons, but they don't read the Bible. And therein lies the greatest danger. That's why you must have your quiet time every morning and read the Bible for yourself. Otherwise, a strange voice will deceive you. The word corrupt, it means to add something or to subtract something. The other day, I bought a Coke and I poured it in a glass and I put lime in the Coke. So the taste changed. It's like lime and Coke. I've added something this time. I've corrupted it and I've changed the taste of it. One day the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, do you know why the word of God is described as water? In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26, the Bible says, the washing of the water of the word. I said, why? And he said, water is universal. Animals drink it. Human beings drink it, irrespective of their nationality. Whether you are from China, you are from Congo, you are from Nzulezu, you are from Tikobo number one, you are from Mongolia, you are whatever, ask for water, everyone drinks it, including mosquitoes, snakes, lions, everybody drinks it. Then he said to me, when you preach and some people in some other country can't receive it, then it means that something has been added to the water. It's not universal. Something has been added to it. Let me give you three ways that the devil deceives people when he speaks. This time, not by even telling lies, but by corrupting the word of God. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Let's read the scripture. The Bible says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, yea, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? The woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, But of the fruit of the tree, which is the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. What happened? He added something to God's word. That's corruption. The word all right, but he has added something to it. Personally, I have seen that the devil does not come most of the time just saying things that are outright lies. No. Sometimes he adds something slightly to it. God said you will die. He said, no, you won't die. He removed something from it. When we hear God's voice, whether it is somebody preaching or whatever, and things have been removed, it is not the word of God. He has removed only one word, die, out of the whole thing. God said you will die, and he just removed not die. He removed that word out of it, die. He said, no, you won't die. Same thing, but you won't die. It says, in verse 5, it said, you shall not surely die, for God does know that in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. He added something this time. God didn't say that when you eat the thing, you will be like a god. He said, when you eat the thing, you will die. That's what he said. God didn't say you will be like God. He said, when you eat it, you actually die. So he added something to it. And I've seen that in hearing God's voice, that's the greatest test. The things that have been removed and the things that have been added. That's the greatest test. So I want you to be committed to reading the scriptures. Because even Jesus, when the devil spoke, he opened the scriptures and checked it out. When the Bible says, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to be made bread. Jesus opened. Do you know where he opened? Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. That's what Jesus quoted. Man shall not live by bread alone. He had read Genesis, he had crossed Leviticus, he had crossed Numbers, he had read Deuteronomy, and he had found this verse inside. And the Son of God, the one who wrote the Bible himself, was always even going to the church to learn about himself and reading about himself. And you have not read even Genesis before, and you are looking at me. When will you get to Deuteronomy?
Thanks for tuning in. Today, we learned that we must endeavor to know the scriptures for ourselves, because to recognize the voice of God, it must line up with the scriptures. Nothing must be added or taken out. Tune in same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to him. You know you are far from God, or you are a backslider, and you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
It's a pastor. I was unable to conceive, and you prayed for me. And by the grace of God, I am 4 months pregnant.
Amen.
I give God the glory.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.